Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving a microphone,
dress
like a million bucks,
buying
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Wow. I think about all the things God has done for me. It's overwhelming at times. And I want everybody to have that feeling and to share in that feeling of completion and satisfaction. And the only reason I got this, and it's the thousandth time I've said it, is because I formed a relationship with my creator, period. That's it. That's it. I can't tell you it's anything else. You know, I've always had a strong work ethic. My father put that in me. My father's conversations with me growing up was always constantly about work hard, don't be lazy, be a man, do what you say you're going to do. Yada, 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 yada. Man, I was so tired of my father at times. I was going, man, what is with this dude right here? Man, every time we have a conversation, it's got to be about work. It's got to be about, you know, man, doing your best, trying hard, you know, working, being honest, do what you say you're going to do. But that was his mission. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that now. I can't even put it into words when I think about my old man and what he was to me. And I I'm so grateful for that balance I had in my life. And then my father was a fighter. He fought on the weekends. You know, my father used to come home with his clothes tore off of him. He put a fresh shirt on and he go back. My mom used to talk about my father fighting all the time. It's like, why you always fighting? You know, a little bit of that rubbed off on me too. You know, that kind of got into me, and I didn't understand that either. But then on the same turn, my mother was a Sunday school teacher for 40 years, so her conversation was never about fighting or anything. It was all about love and understanding and doing unto others that you would have them do unto you. My mom was a Sunday school teacher, so I learned about faith. I had to go to Sunday school, prayer meeting, Bible study, young people meeting, choir rehearsal. You know, I was at church, man, so much I was actually looking at there's got to be an alternative to this. You know, I want, you know, I was a little kid even. I was thinking at one point maybe I ought to look in the hell because there's got to be something cooler than this going on every day. It had got that crazy for me. But the balance between those two people created who I am today. And I want you to understand that the things that you are in your past have helped create who you are today if you view it the right way. Everything that has happened to you in your past has happened to you for a reason, and is usually for the good if you view it that way. But if you, on the other hand, are a type of person who can't move forward because you are allowing your past to stop you from having your future, then you, my friend, are doing a disservice to your life. You are not honoring God's blessings. You are not taking advantage of the gain, knowledge, wisdom, and experience of your life. Example, if you are a woman and you are always talking about a former relationship, what he did to me, if he had not did this to me, I wouldn't be in this place today. I thought I had a man. Now I ain't got no man. Ah, la, 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 la. If he came along and I was doing just swell. He just came in and he just lied to me. He lied to me. Now he did this to me. Then he cheated. Then he left. All of that that you're saying can very well be true. Have you thought that maybe somewhere in God's infinite wisdom that he knew that you had made a mistake in picking him anyway? Maybe he knew you had made a mistake in saying yes or I do to him anyway, or come on, move in. And so what he did was, based on your decision now, to say yes, I do, or come on, let's move in together. That was your decision. So you ain't go to him about this one. You made this decision. Based on that decision and all the negative things that started happening, he allowed you to get away from it. Now, how you got away from it is always not the choice of ours. See, you stuck on the fact that he left, that he walked out. But let me share this with you. When he was there, how good was he to you? How good was he for you? See, you got to look at the blessing. The blessing is now you are on your own. Now you walk in your house. Ain't nobody in there with a disruptive spirit. Now you go home. You can take your clothes off and walk around like you want to. Now you go home. You can sit down and look at TV or catch your breath if you want to. Your kids don't have to see y'all arguing all the time. Have you looked at the blessing in it? But now if you're going to keep looking at the negative, then guess what? Now you can't move forward because you keep allowing your past to keep you from moving forward. If God has brought you through it, why don't you move on from it? Look, you got through it. He gone. He ain't coming back. He got somebody else. So you going to sit there and just keep tripping because he gone and he got somebody else? Hey, pick yourself up. Thank God for the blessing. It didn't feel like a blessing while you was going through it. And all the pain of him leaving and the divorce and all that messed you up. Got it. When you get through with all of that, you ain't the first one been left. You ain't the first one been divorced. You ain't the first one been in a bad relationship. Pick yourself up. Thank God for the blessing and move forward in your life. Because maybe when you quit complaining, maybe you'll find out that God has something in store for you that he wants you to have. But he can't give it to you if you ain't grateful. So God gives you a blessing, but because you don't see it as a blessing, you ain't grateful for it. Now, guess what? You steady asking God to do something for you, but you ain't thanking him for what he's done for you. But you steady wanting him to do more. How does that work? How does that work, man, that he should keep on giving you things when you ain't even working with the stuff he done gave you? It's like your child. If you keep buying your child a toy and your child keep tearing his toys up, at one point you're going to say, hey, look, I'm not buying you nothing until you learn how to take better care of the things you bought. And that's only right that you teach your child the value of a dollar, the value of respecting my work ethic that I've done for you. Tell me why it's got to work different just because he God and just because you down here with your lips stuck out about something. I just think that that's how it works. It just makes common sense to me. So you steady. Oh, Lord, I ain't had a man since. You ain't ready for no man. You ain't ready for a man. How you going to a man? You mess with somebody else, man, and you over here still harping on the man you had that was doing you dirty at the house. What you going to do with another man? And I don't know. And I'm just using that one example. It could go for men too, vice versa, and so on and so forth. I'm just using that as an example. Now, why I laid on that one so long, you have to take that up with God. That's all. Just, I ain't pointing fingers at nobody and nothing, because I've been guilty on both sides of the coin. Who am I? But I'm just sharing with you what I had to do. I had to learn to stop allowing my past to interfere with my future. I was who I was, and I am who I am, and I'm cool with both of them people.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all around the world, this is Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yes,
uncomplicated.
Yes.
Never duplicated.
Nuh-uh.
It's sexy up in here.
Yes, it is, Steve.
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all don't understand.
I have no idea.
I love you, Steve Harvey.
We ought to be on this show this morning. Praise him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, love.
Thank you, Lord. My attitude is great.
Oh, we need some shouting.
Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy.
Yes.
Amen. Amen again.
It's
Tuesday.
God is good.
I said it's Tuesday.
Shirley, how you doing?
Steve, if I was better, I'd just be better, I guess.
Yeah.
Carla.
I wouldn't know what to do.
I'm great. How are you, sir?
Wonderful, Junior.
I'm so glad to be me.
Woo!
Jay.
I'm still upset Jay-Z didn't win a damn thing. I ain't letting it go.
Who didn't win nothing?
Jay-Z.
At the Grammy.
Amen.
555. What was the name of that?
444.
444.
That was
wow.
Stupid.
Yeah, hard to win when you don't know the name of it. Boo, what's up?
I'm filing the North Star. What's up, baby?
Okay. So, you know what, man?
Come on, Steve. Let's get at it today.
Let's do it, man.
Bruno Mars won all them awards,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did. Congratulations.
I thought he deserved
Congratulations.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jay-Z, I thought, should have won Best Rap Album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Kendrick Lamar should have won Best Rap Album.
Yeah, if you're gonna
and
lose,
the only reason I'm saying Jay-Z should have won Best Rap Album, because I know him personally.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I really don't know who had the best damn rap album.
You ain't listening to it.
Well, I had to listen to Jay-Z because it came out this summer, and I was around my kids in a confined atmosphere.
You was forced to hear it.
Forced.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I heard Family Feud on there.
Yeah.
And I thought it was an insult. Then my kids said,
No,
Dad,
he's saying something
it's really
good,
straight
something
up,
good,
though. Because I hear my name in a rap song, I think I'm taking another hit.
Immediately.
But they said, no, it was
anytime
good.
Anytime you hear your name in a song, then, yeah, hit.
Yeah, but then I love that little, I love Kendrick Lamar.
That's a bad name.
Oh, my God.
And
yes,
his speeches were so
he's
good, man. Now,
he's
and
a
relative.
Movement.
And he's strong, yeah, he and he makes the
and
right
if you
statements.
Lose, Kendrick Lamar and Bruno Mars are good people to lose to because,
and, but,
yeah.
See,
I mean, that's really
but
good.
Which goes back to what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't love hip-hop, but there's some great hip-hop artists out there. And hip-hop is probably the most important music genre of most people's lifetime today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the most important to me. Mine is R&B.
Mm-hmm.
But of people of relevance today,
millennials and such,
R&B is mm-hmm. probably the genre. And it's created way more millionaires than R&B will ever do.
You're right.
So mm-hmm. I got that part, too.
Rap is
and
a
I
beast.
Love that about it. But it proves what I say. Everybody don't like hip-hop. Everybody don't care for rap. Everybody like a good song, though.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
Good
you can
lyrics,
be the greatest hip-hop artist in the world. You love a good song. Everybody love Bruno Mars' Jam.
Mm-hmm. It was
so
fun.
So he won.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
Dad, look at me, man. I'm at the Grammys. Because his father, old school music, man.
All right, Steve. Coming up, something funny. Junior is here with his Truth Be Told coming up. We'll be back to find out the answer.
Or me. I'm sitting right here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for something funny. Junior, you're up with Truth Be Told.
You know, I was thinking,
you know, I've been thinking about this.
I've been thinking.
You know, boycotting and stuff. Because boycotting is. Uh-huh. And there's a few things I'd like to boycott, if y'all don't mind. I'd just like to see if y'all would just go with me. Because this is the truth be told, some people that really need some boycotting.
Bring it.
For instance, people who show just a body part as their profile picture on social media. In other words, like all you see is just an elbow.
That ain't good. Yeah.
All you see is just an eye. You know, all you see is a hand. Where the rest of you at? See, we don't know what you look like. You see us.
Just an eye.
Yeah, that's misleading. I finally meet you in person. You don't look nothing like the best part is the elbow.
Well, that's why they showed it.
Yeah, we just got to boycott them. Put your whole picture up there. Okay. Here's somebody else that I would like to boycott as well. At the casino, since we going to watch Super Bowl this weekend at the casino. Cocktail waitresses who avoid us players on the penny slots.
See,
we shouldn't have
bringing no free drinks over.
But just because our jackpots ain't as big as other jackpots,
it ain't your jackpot that counts. It's the money you putting in there.
Okay, but if my dinger go off and I get $20, I should have a drink. I shouldn't sit over there 4-5 hours thirsty, lips chapped.
They don't roll through there that much.
But they don't come by there at all. That's just disrespect.
That's the penny slots.
But I hit. See,
Junior,
if I hit.
You look bad on the penny slots with a suit on.
No, me, Belle Arthur, and Miss Charmaine, we over there. We started at 2. We didn't get a drink till 7:30 p.m. That's not fair.
You ain't put but $8 in there.
I still think so.
Okay.
Here's and last but not least, people we need to boycott. People who cannot count change. I can't stand these people.
It throws them,
dog, I cannot understand if it's $4.60. I give you a $5. Why is we having a meeting at the register? It's everybody over here, the assistant manager, the man on fries, the people that's over there making burgers. Everybody, how much is this? It's just 40 cents.
You want to have some fun, Junior? Go to a drive-thru window. Let it be $4.46. Give them the 6 cents.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And watch everything break out. No, they can't do that. Just boycott some of these things.
Watch the fun happen.
Watch that break out. Go ahead.
All right, Unc. I asked you a question before we went to break. Have you ever fantasized about having a superstar singing voice? And if so, whose voice would you choose?
You asking me?
Yes, you.
Yeah.
Man, Luther Vandross.
Woo-hoo, that's a good one right there.
Luther's, give me that's Luther, and I'm done.
Long ago. Yeah. Sing a little bit for us, Steve.
Doom, 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 doom.
No.
Jay was ready.
Knowing love the way I do.
That's my bad.
I can say for certain that is true. There's a chance for me and you.
Wow.
Hey.
That's pretty good, Steve.
That's pretty good, Steve.
Hold on tight if you think you're right.
Yeah.
That's the
Why
one I
like
want.
That?
I want Luther.
Yeah. Okay.
I want Luther to get all
that
of
it. That is a panty pillow
Jay,
voice.
Who would you want?
Oh, I've always been partial to David Ruffin's voice. I love David.
Oh, God.
Voice.
Yes.
I love his voice. Or either the one in
Tennessee. No, you got to give me a song.
Yeah. Not David Ruffin. Ollie Woodson. No, I love him. That's the voice.
Treat it like a lady.
No. Dennis Edwards.
Dennis Edwards is good. Dennis Edwards is good, but Ollie Woodson. Is the voice.
Treat her like a lady.
And he would sing anywhere.
He would say he had his music with him no matter where.
Steve has a great story, and great Ollie Woodson story, the late, great Ollie Woodson.
Yeah, he sung at the J spot. He came in. Nah, I like opening doors, giving up the hankies on the floor. Treat her like a lady.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. Tommy, whose voice would you want?
Teddy Pendergrass.
Teddy. Ooh.
Okay, Tommy, give me a little bit.
Turn off the lights and light a candle. That's all I got. That's all I can't.
It sound like Melvin Pendergrass.
Yeah. Melvin. Jerome Curtis Pendergrass. Junior, who's going?
I can't say.
This is interesting because I'm already up here. I got to go with Mike.
This is
Mike. I got to take Mike Jackson for
it. Do you remember? I'm already. already up here.
I'm already up here. I'm going with Mike.
He gave me this back end.
I don't need nobody to tell no sign.
Yeah. Come on, Junior.
I just want you here with me for all time.
Yeah, Junior. You got it right.
Girl, you got to hold me. Man, what?
Stop grabbing yourself. I'm feeling uncomfortable, man. That is
telling
good.
You, right,
that
boy?
Good.
You give me that voice right there.
What? You got another one, Steve? You got another voice you want?
No, I just want Luther.
You just want Luther?
I tell you another voice I wouldn't mind having. Ron Isley, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ron Isley, man, got that voice. I wish I had
effortless.
That voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that style, man.
Man, that was boy. That album got me through high school.
Yeah. That is a great voice.
Charlie Wilson,
No,
Charlie Wilson's in the bunch?
Oh, Charlie Wilson's definitely. Yo, Charlie.
That's a hard one right
Charlie
there.
Whistle.
No
in
one can sing like Charlie.
Luther.
Uh-huh.
Ron Isley.
Uh-huh.
Humpty Dance.
What but your boy? You love
the Humpty Dance.
Yeah,
oh, Lenny Williams.
I didn't want to sing that one.
Oh, Lenny Williams.
Yeah,
I just want to sing that one.
That's all the one you want.
Yeah. How about Stevie Wonder?
Oh,
Stevie
Wonder.
Voice. Stevie's
yeah. It's so
Stevie
unique.
Wonder, cold.
Yeah, Stevie got a cold.
Stevie
boy.
Cold.
Yeah.
So many beautiful singers.
I tell you
so
what,
many.
Lionel Richie, man, has a great voice.
He does have a great voice.
Because when you try to duplicate him, it's hard.
Because
he's got one of them rare voices.
That's like,
ask the Commodores, they'll tell you. What did I say now? Yeah. Did I say something wrong?
It's always something with you, Jay.
You open your mouth to be wrong.
Hey,
all right, listen, coming up, it's time for Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news under headlines, and plus, we're going to talk about the
something
president's State of the Union address.
Me.
Get ready for that, everyone. A lot of people are not planning to attend tonight in protest of some sort. Yeah,
I'm not going.
I'm with you. I'm watching it.
Yeah.
You stay away.
Two things. Yeah. What did we boycott? That's two things.
That's tonight. The address is tonight. But right now, it's time for Nephew Tommy with Run That Prank Back, Neff.
Your son is fat.
Oh, boy.
Your son is fat.
That's gonna get a lot of people upset.
Yeah.
That's like too much.
Man. Hey, what boycott him then? Your son is fat.
Okay.
People quick to boycott nowadays, ain't
they? Boycott ready, eh?
They boycott ready.
Are we in the 60s? What's going on?
I'm boycotting.
We marching on these pranks is what we do. Your son is fat. Run it, Kat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Kathy, please.
This is her.
Hi, Kathy. This is Kirby. I'm actually the owner at the daycare, Mines Daycare, where your son comes.
Okay.
All right. I'm sure you're familiar with my wife, Benita.
Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Oh, how's our little Devon? How's he doing?
He's good. He's laying down taking a nap.
Okay. You guys been coming here, I guess, about a year now, right?
Yeah, since he was one.
Okay. Listen, I wanted to give you a call. I'm looking at some information. How is Devon doing at home? Is he eating properly at home?
When you say eating, what do you mean?
I mean, is he getting meals every time he's supposed to get them while he's at home?
Yeah. He eats. He's doing pretty good.
Okay, now there's no situation where you guys may be a shortage of food or anything like that, are you?
Wait a minute. Shortage of food? No, sir. My husband works real good. We don't have a problem with a shortage of food. Is there a problem with him?
Well, you know, we're looking at the records, and Lil Devon is two.
Yes, sir.
Have you looked at the comparison of two-year-olds? The majority of two-year-olds in comparison to, I guess I should say size, in comparison to Devon's size?
You mean like in body weight, body size? Yeah, I mean, he's a little tall, you know. He wasn't a small child when he was born. He was 10 pounds, but no, he's on the scale of right where he should be. He's just a little, you know, taller because his daddy is tall. But he's doing
okay. You don't think he's anywhere in the ballpark of obesity?
At two, you mean fat?
I mean, I didn't want to be blunt, but Miss Kathy, you're I mean, your son's.
Let me just say, on a Sunday, I'm relaxing, and we talking about. You think my son is a little overweight, or what? He's what's the problem?
I think he's fat. You know, and the problem I'm having here is that I'm noticing the records of everything as
far as... Wait. We need to back up to you think he's fat. I've never spoken to you. Mr. Kirby, is that what you said?
My name is Kirby.
Okay, so every morning that I drop him off for a year and I give my daycare money, Miss Benita has never said anything about his eating habits. So you're telling me that you think my son is fat? Do you deal with him on a daily basis?
I don't deal with him on a daily basis. What I'm looking at is records that are showing me that he's eating way more than the rest of anybody at the daycare. And not only that, he's drinking probably a gallon of milk a day.
A gallon of milk? Y'all only get snacks 2 times a day, and he's there only for breakfast and lunch. And how in the hell is he drinking a gallon of milk? And if he is drinking a gallon of milk, do you need me drinking a gallon?
I'm blown away by this, ma'am, but all I know is this.
No, I'm blown away by this because you calling me on a Sunday calling my damn child fat. That's the problem. And your wife has never said a damn thing. Never has she said one thing to me in a year when she collected my damn daycare money. She ain't said my son is eating y'all at a house and home.
Okay, well, you know, my wife's a different person, and she tries to be cordial with everyone.
Well, she's the one who deals with me, Mr. Kirby. I've never met you. Never met you, especially on a Sunday.
Well, the reason why I'm calling you on a Sunday, ma'am, is that I know tomorrow you're going to be trying to drop your son off.
I am going to drop him off.
That's kind of the reason why I'm calling you. Now, here's what we can do. There's two alternatives here. Either you can keep him at home.
No, I'm not keeping him at home. My husband works, and I work. I'm dropping my damn son off at 6:30 like I do every morning.
Okay, ma'am, listen. If we can't get him at
the
regular weight
that
he needs to be at.
You might
want to
get Ms. Benita on this call, because obviously you ain't the one that need to be talking to me. Because if you're not there every day, and I deal with your wife.
Ma'am, I'm telling you that your son is too big to be.
Is coming every morning if that's the case. And if he's eating at a house and home, I send him some extra. But what I pay my money for is what you're going to feed him for. 2 full meals and 2 snacks. And if he need extra, I'll put some in his bag.
But he's drinking a gallon of milk a day.
I don't care. There's no way possible that he can drink a gallon of milk a day.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't want you to have to stop bringing your son in.
And I'm not.
Here's my second alternative. I will put him on a diet, okay? I'll give him an apple in the day.
You ain't no damn doctor. Are you from the health food program?
Ma'am, I will give him an apple and a glass of water in the morning, and I'll give him an apple and a glass of water in the evening, and then you guys can feed him when he gets home.
You must be certified in the food program, especially if you're sitting up here telling me my damn son is going on a diet, and he's not drinking no water and no apple. He needs a full snack. If the other kids is having an apple and water, then that's what you better be serving him. But if that ain't the case, then hell no, he better get the full snack. So if that's graham crackers and apple juice, well, damn it, that's what my son better be getting. And if he want extra, he better get it.
Ma'am, listen, all I'm trying to tell you is your son drank too much. He drinks too much milk on a daily basis.
Whoa. You need to back the up. I know you did not cuss at me. I know you did.
I did not cuss at you. No. I caught myself.
You
I'm trying
got
to
ready to cuss at me. Let me tell you one thing. You ain't got to worry about it. We don't have nothing else to talk about. My husband, me, your wife, and everybody that works at that damn daycare better be there in the morning, because at 6:30, we going to be there. And my son, he's coming all week, and he going to eat all week. If he want 2 gallons of milk, he gonna drink it. If he want 2 plates of food, he gonna get it. Cause I tell you what, we pay damn good money to come to that daycare. So,
let me explain something. You gonna bring your child up there, then I'm gonna have to put him on some Slim Fast. Now, I will put your child on Slim Fast. I was trying not to
give
go to this perspective, but I will.
Fast. Give him some Slim Fast, and you gonna get a Slim Fast whooping. I'm gonna whoop your and whoever gave it to him. They gonna get a Slim Fast whooping. All them little kids better have some Slim Fast. If he getting some, he better eat whatever they eating. If they eating steak, well, damn it, he better have some, too.
If we had steak, he'd probably eat the whole damn cow.
Well,
he
I don't care. I pay for it, but he better not get no Slim Fast. I will shut it the down about my child.
Okay, I got something else you need to know about your son.
What the else do I need to know besides you think my son is overweight? What the else can you tell me today?
I need to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Lucretia got me to prank phone call you.
What the did you just say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend, Lucretia, got me to prank phone call you.
I'm going to beat that to death. She know I don't play about my damn son at all. That's my only son. I don't play about him. I'm going to be there. Is she there?
No, she's not here, baby.
It's on after this. It's on.
It's on.
It is on.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's on. I'm whooping It's on. I hope you can hear me. Wherever you at laughing.
That is.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, tonight is the night, guys. I know you guys can't wait. President Trump will deliver his very first State of the Union speech.
I did it. I'll
be watching Netflix.
He's going to say he did.
What time does it come on?
9 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. It comes on
so
late,
six
Steve.
Out in LA.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He did everything. Mm-hmm. He did everything.
I'll be watching Riverdale. Thank you so much.
Anyway, the president will deliver his very first State of the Union address, all while his Russia firestorm investigation is going on. You know, the president will take a victory lap about the economy, and he will also talk about building a safe, strong, and proud America. Some of the Democrats plan to boycott the State of the Union address due to tensions from Trump's asshole comments about Haiti and Africa. John Lewis of Georgia, the congressman there, Maxine Waters, Congresswoman Waters from California, Frederica Wilson, we all remember her.
From Florida.
Yeah.
Hey, Shirley, will his wife be there? Because she hasn't been seen lately.
Oh, Melania?
Melania, yeah.
I bet she'll be there front and center.
No.
I bet she will. She didn't go to Switzerland with them, though.
She won't be holding his hand.
Yeah. And if he tries, she'll smack it away. all right, Massachusetts Congressman and the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy, Representative Joseph Kennedy III, will deliver the Democratic Party formal response to Trump's State of the Union address. And Elizabeth Guzman from Virginia will deliver the Democrats' response in Spanish. So there you have it. All right. Adios.
Isn't Maxine Waters doing one on BET?
She's doing one on BET. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I got to hear what Maxine.
I love me some Maxine.
Oh, yes.
Man.
Yes. She is the truth.
I don't have to hear Maxine.
Yeah. So, are you going to watch, Steve? You didn't say? Did I?
Watch Donald Trump?
Yeah. That's what we're talking
about. I don't know, man. That's like headaches before I go to bed. That's like asking for a headache. I'm just so tired of reacting. I mean, he's not going to read that card, man.
That's what I want him not to do.
He's not going to stay on message.
Stay off message. Get off
the teleprompter.
And if he does, it's going to be so low energy. And.
But if he goes off of it, then I got to go, what?
No compassion.
Oh, hell no. Now I got to be mad. I don't feel like that before I go to bed. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. Because what he going to say? He going to tell you how great he is, how he won the election by a landslide. He had the biggest turnout. He shocked everybody with his win. But I won, right? Right? I won?
Yeah.
I won?
Yeah.
I'm the president, right?
Terrific.
I
won.
No collusion. There's no collusion.
That's what he's
saying. Yeah, that find out ain't no collusion.
And how low the unemployment is for black people.
Right.
You just got to hear
and
that.
Jay-Z need to know that. I don't know why y'all ain't happy.
Aren't we still twice as low as our white counterparts, though?
But there's no collusion.
Yeah, you don't want to hear.
Yeah, I don't give a damn where y'all work. Ain't no collusion.
Destruction, perhaps?
There ain't
no
none
collusion.
Of that either.
There's no collusion.
Well, they say he's going to speak from the heart, too, as well.
I won't know what time that's going to be.
That's what I want to hear. Yeah.
Speak from the heart. Oh,
and he's going to kind of dial back his
combative. Catch that,
We'll see. All right. Steve, she's here. Please, let's introduce Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Steve, Shirley, Carla, Tommy Jr., and J. Anthony Brown. Okay, FBI Director Andrew McCabe has resigned his position much sooner than expected. McCabe was a career official, not a political appointee. Nevertheless, he came under unrelenting criticism from President Trump and from some of Trump's congressional Republican supporters. McCabe involved in both the Russia-Trump campaign investigation and in the agency's probe into Hillary Clinton's emails. But White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders insists that the administration had nothing to do with it and that they only found out about McCabe's resignation from the media.
Look, the president stands by his previous comments, but in terms of the situation, we've seen the reports just as all of you have.
Okay, McCabe's leaving comes ahead of his previously planned retirement this spring, so the number three official at the FBI may fill the vacancy at least for now. Tonight's State of the Union speech, President Trump says he intends to talk about the economy, about his tax reforms, changes in trade, and other visions that he has for the country. And that will, of course, include how he wants immigration handled. And Trump says he's hoping to find some necessary support, believe it or not, across the aisle.
We hope. It's got to be bipartisan. Because the Republicans really don't have the votes to get it done in any other way. So it has to be bipartisan. But hopefully the Democrats will join us, or enough of them will join us, so we can really do something great for DACA and for immigration generally.
Last year, Trump announced the phase-out to the Obama-era Dreamers program, which shielded people brought here illegally as children from deportation. But Trump's now saying that he would be in favor of providing a path to citizenship so long as Democrats get behind his funding for his famous and often touted border wall, the one that he said when he was running for election that Mexico was going to pay for. Another top Republican has announced that he's not going to seek re-election this time around. New Jersey Congressman Rodney Friedenhuysen says he's going to retire at the end of his term. Now, Friedenhuysen is a 12-term Republican. He was head of the House Appropriations Committee, and he was about to face a very difficult reelection fight from Democrats in the state of New Jersey. And now he becomes the 33rd member of the GOP to announce that he will leave Congress at the end of this year. German carmakers Volkswagen, BMW, and Daimler have confirmed that they financed a study that used monkeys to test the health effects of diesel engine fumes. And a spokesperson for German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she condemns those kind of experiments. The numbers in, they show that Sunday night's Grammy Awards was viewed by 6 million fewer households than last year's presentation. In fact, the pollsters say it was the lowest-rated Grammy show in history. Recent years, Grammy viewership has always been about the same, between like 25 and 30 million over the past 5 years, but Nielsen says this last show garnered only around 19 million. Even so, the Grammys are still one of the most watched TV events and will be for this year. Finally, today is National Bubble Rack Appreciation Day and also Do Your Thang with Style Day. And if you can vogue, vogue on over. Eugene the Butterfly, 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve introduced Jay, and Jay introduced the butterfly.
J. Anthony Brown.
Do you know the butterfly? Because I do.
Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla, Jr.
Because I do.
And J. Anthony Brown. Thank you so much.
Do the butterfly? Because I do. Damn it, people. Do you know the butterfly?
This is getting old.
Because I do. Everybody, do you know the butterfly? Because I do. Sing the song now. Do you know the butterfly? Because I do.
This is disrespectful, you guys.
Do you know
very disrespectful.
The butterfly? Because I do. Take it higher. Do you know the butterfly? Because I do.
Listen to
Junior. Take it higher. Do you know the butterfly? Because I do. Take it higher.
Okay, guys.
Do you know the butterfly? Because I do.
We're running out of time.
Thank you.
Go in very. Now.
Okay, so this is, I wanted you all to know that I've been working on my, you know, I've been called to preach, but I've been working on my
This is the most interesting. So you've been called to preach.
Yes, and I'm working on my first, you know, I'm working on more of my hooping, all that kind of stuff. I'm working more on that, you know, because that's what gets a sermon.
So what's going to be your first sermon?
Coming out of the body.
But I'm working body
on the hoop part of it, Stephen. Coming out of the body. I'm working more on that part.
Well, you know. Can I give you some phrases that you can use?
Phrases, yeah, like, that's what I'm
I wish I
for.
Could get some help right here. Say that.
I wish I had some help this morning.
Is anybody listening?
Is anybody listening?
Y'all don't hear me.
Y'all don't hear me.
Oh, I just need a witness right here.
I just need a witness right here.
Won't
he do it? Will it?
Let me take some time to myself.
Say it again.
Let me take some time to myself.
Let me take some time to myself.
Amen.
Lord. Amen.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty good God.
Yeah. Yeah. No, put more rasp in it.
Turn to your neighbor, Jay. Don't forget that.
More rasp.
He's a mighty good God.
No, a little more rasp.
No,
rasp. More rasp. Make it more raspy.
Okay. Rasp. Ah. Put the R.
Mighty good God.
No, rasp. Put some more rasp.
More rasp in it.
You want to kill him.
Wait a minute, fellas.
Add the R to it.
He's a mighty good God.
All right, listen. We have to go.
May the doors of the butterfly temple open.
Okay, look, we got to go. Comedy Roulette is coming up next with Steve J and Tommy and Junior. At 34 after the hour. Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, time for Comedy Roulette. Jay, let us have it.
Comedy Roulette, very simple. We're so good. Give us five subjects. Put the subjects on a wheel. Spun the wheel where the wheel stop.
Spun it.
We do the damn thing. Spun it.
All right, here we go. The subjects. Number one, tell that baby to shut up. Oh, my God. Number two, where are you getting all this new stuff from? Mm-hmm. Number three, stop lying, girl. You know you're dating that ugly man.
Hello.
That's a good one. That's
number
good
four, one. You know you ain't never been to France.
Yeah.
Number five, they tripping down at the job.
Ooh. That's a good one. Uh-huh. They all
right. All right. All right. Spin it,
spun
cat.
It, spun it.
Or spun it.
Spun it.
Which one?
Yeah. Ugly man. Ugly man.
Oh, number four. You know you ain't never been to France. You know this.
Okay.
Why are you?
Not only you ain't never been to France. Uh-huh. Not only I know you ain't never been. You ain't never been to Six Flags. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
How the hell you gonna go to France?
You been to France.
You been to France. Yeah.
Ain't no way in the world. You been to France. If I come to your house and I see the bottle open on the refrigerator, somebody brought that back. Go to France getting no damn bottle opener. I know you ain't been to France.
Just cause you know how to make French toast don't mean your ass been to France.
Yeah.
Okay? You just saw somebody on TV dipping this in egg and fried it. That's all you know.
Go ahead.
You ain't been to no France.
So you saw the Leaning Tower piece.
That ain't even it, friend.
That's what you're telling me. So you saw the Leaning Tower piece. Really?
Yeah.
In France.
You saw it in France.
You saw it in France.
Yeah. Not only you ain't been to France, there's nowhere where you live you can get French bread. Who the hell are you fooling?
Yeah. I don't know what they think they be fooling. But just because we at Epcot and you see Paris, that's not the real Paris.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
No.
That ain't that.
You ain't been to France.
You ain't been to France.
Yeah. Now, we can French kiss all day long, but that don't mean you picked it up in France. I'm just telling
you. Ain't been to France. Nah. You ain't been to France.
You ain't been to France.
No.
You ain't been to France.
Quit calling it Pierre. It's Perrier water.
Pierre water.
You need to stop all that.
You need to get you a regular bottle of water.
You got some damn. Y'all got Pierre water. That's all I drank when I was in France. I like a bottle of Pierre water. Lady.
You know what? Let me tell you something. That red Tam you got on, it ain't supposed to have lint on it if it came from France. Okay?
You called a beret.
Yeah. Tam beret. Yeah.
See, you ain't never been. Yeah,
I ain't never been to France.
You ain't never been to France. Because if you dragging your words, I know you ain't been to France. What hotel y'all stay in? Je
what?
Je what? Hilton. What? You ain't never been no damn friend. Don't nobody talk like that over there.
Nobody talk like that.
So you saying you saw the Mona Lisa painting in the museum? That's what you saying?
In the Louvre.
No. You saw Monica Robinson. That's what you saw. You ain't seen. That's my friend from St. Louis. That's what you
ain't
seen.
Never been a friend.
You ain't never been.
Listen to me.
Come on.
Stop telling people you've been to France.
Come on.
It's parlez-vous français. It is not Polly flew to France. It's parlez-vous français. It ain't got nothing to do with Polly flying her ass on to France. Polly flew to France. Ain't nobody said that. It's parlez-vous français. Stop telling people your ass has been touched.
Stop going out here saying that.
Polyfruit France.
Polyfruit France.
Oh, that's what they're saying.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
All right, that is our today's version of Comedy Roulette. Thank you, guys. That was good. That was good.
It's what we do. It's what we do.
All right, coming up next, Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call. That's right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, it's the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Yeah, got a little something for y'all. Fight night.
Oh.
Fight night. Yeah, fight night.
I like when, okay. Like a real fight party.
Yeah. Fight okay. Night. Stay with me. Fight night. Running cat.
Hello. Hey, I'm trying to speak to Troy. Yeah, that's me. Hey, Troy, how you doing, man? This is Kirby, man. I live a couple streets over from you. What's happening with you, brother?
Kirby?
Kenny gave me... You got Kenny, you know Kenny on your street, right?
Oh, yeah, I know Kenny.
Yeah. Kenny gave me your number, man. I wanted to reach out. I'm inviting a lot of people in the neighborhood, man, to, you know, Mayweather fight. So I'm inviting a lot of people over to the fight party over here at my house.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering if I was going to watch it on fight, too, man. That don't sound like a bad idea, man.
Okay, well, listen, man, come on through. Everybody going to be getting here, like, around 7:30. And, man, we got food, we got liquor, margarita machine. My boy, he going to be on the grill with the burgers and the hot dogs, man. And one of my other partners going to be smoking some wings, man. So we good, right, man. So I'm just inviting a bunch of people in the neighborhood to come through.
Cool. You need me to bring something through, man? Some wine, anything, what?
Look here, now that you mention it, man, we missing a little something. Let me ask you this here, Troy, you got cable at your house?
Yeah, I got cable here.
Okay, listen, here what we need, man. I got about 4,000 feet of cable cord, and what I want to do is come over there and hook up this cable cord to your house and run it two streets over to my house so we can watch the fight in the backyard.
Wait. Hold up, man. I know you didn't just say. Now say that again.
We got the food, the liquor, all of that, man. You know, a lot of people coming over. But see, the problem is I ain't got cable here at the house.
Well, how is you going to have a fight party and you ain't got no cable?
And that's what I'm saying. You asked me what could you help out with, so that's what I'm asking you. I used to work for the cable company. I know how to hook it up at your house. I know how to bypass pay-per-view. We're going to run it two streets. So I got a real durable cable cord. I got a big TV I'm going to put out in the backyard.
You call me and invite me to a fight party. Y'all ain't got no cable. Now you want me to do something illegal and run 4,000 feet of cable wire two streets over to my backyard, over the fence. I'm out here with these white folks. Get me put out. I'm already having a problem with my mortgage already. Now you want me to do something illegal or get me put out?
Okay, I understand that, dog. But listen, what I'm saying is, dog, we just talking about for a few hours. It ain't like we finna do it for a couple of days or nothing.
I don't know how you can even call up a cat, man, and invite him out to a fight party and you ain't got no cable.
Okay, but I invited you to. You finna get liquor and food and stuff, man. You finna have a good time. Do man, your part. Let me get a little bit of your cable for a couple of hours so everybody can watch the fight.
So you want to have a fight party at my house? Man, I don't know you like that. You
have I'm not saying we having it at your house.
I'm
two streets out. I'm on. We having it at my house. We just using your cable.
Man, I can't have no cable. I don't do nothing illegal, man. I'm not having no police in front of my house, man. I got a family now. I'm a family man. I get up every morning and go to work. I work hard. I'm not going to have no cable.
And I got that, man. I'm just telling you for a few hours, man, so we can everybody see the Mayweather fight, man.
Man, you saying Kirby and Kenny, man, I don't really know y'all people like that, man. I don't know Kenny well. I just know because they keep a nice yard, man. I don't know y'all. I can't be having no laws and all this. My children running while this cable coming from my house. Like, I can't have that, man. I'm out here with these white folks. These white folks is not having it, man.
I understand all that, man, but I didn't invite all these people. I can't disappoint these people. I got to have the fight on at the house.
I understand your situation, my brother. I want to be at your house watching the fight, too. But I ain't nowhere in the world I'm going to have no 4,000 foot of cable running from my house. I can't see that one happen. I'm out here in the suburb now with a family now. I can't do them type of thing, man. I don't want no police. I don't want the cable people.
Hey, man, you're the only one in the suburb. I'm out here, too. What I'm trying to tell you is I'm not going to disappoint these people. Now, I want to have your approval, but I'm coming to hook this cable up.
You coming well to hook up a cable?
I'm coming to your house to hook this cable and run it two streets over.
Oh, so if I say you can't hook it up, you're going to come and hook up anyway. That what you're telling me?
I'm telling you I can't disappoint these people. I'm coming to hook this cable up, man, whether you like it or not.
Oh, now, if you put it in front of my our 4,000 for the cable, it's going to be a goddamn fight.
Hey, man, I can't disappoint these people. Now, I'm just trying to get you to show some love for 4 hours.
You ain't going to disappoint them. You don't have a show for them. If you come over to my house, you bring them people you got over there with you so they can see a fight.
Hey, man, what are you saying? You're trying to tell me you ain't going to let me hook the cable up when I get over there?
I stand up on it. I'll be waiting out there with no shirt and a shot, and you ain't going to last 15 rounds with me.
Hey, man, I'm not finna sit here and get it. Me, you was cool.
I cool to an extent, but like, you're not finna get me to break no law in front of my children out here, man. I'm 39 years old. I don't play them games, man. When I was younger, you may would have kind of coerced me with a lot of money, but hey, I'm not going for that route this time, brother. I'm not having all that activity going on in my house.
I'm coming over there, and I'm hooking up this table.
Well, you come over here, you too bad. I got something for you, Tuffy. You come on. I'm going to sit in front of my house right now. Tell Kenny to come 22, Mr. Curry. I got something for all y'all.
All I'm telling you is I'm coming over there to hook my cable up so these people can watch fight.
Hey, well, line it up then. Yeah, you going to come take some cable from my house, line it up. I'm going to have my wife tape my hands up right now. It's going to be a fight.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, though. Is you listening?
I don't care what you say. You come in front of my house, you better bring some help with you because you ain't going to leave here. You come in front of my house with some cable cord. I don't give a who you is, and I'm going to whoop Kenny. And whenever I see him, I'm whooping him on sight. I don't care if my children in the car and his children in the car. And I'm going to whoop you if you come around here with that nonsense talking about you holding some cable in my eye. I'm going to put something on you right here, man. If you come out of my eyes right now with that.
I said I got one more thing to say to you.
And
are you listening?
What you got to say
is you listening to me.
I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
Who is this? Who you say this is?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Man, I know you ain't called my phone, man. My blood pressure high as hell. You got me ready to squabble, man. I got bad cholesterol, man. Now you done raised my cholesterol level and everything, man. You got me ready to whoop somebody out here.
All right, man, I got to ask you this right here, Troy. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Y'all crazy.
I think I'm a genius. I really do.
Mm.
I think I'm a genius.
That's what you think?
Steve?
You
know, I think I'm a genius.
You have nothing to say about that?
Purely.
No, I've told y'all.
Hands down, genius. Just see, right there's down, no way around it.
He I'm thinks a he's a genius. It's so sad.
Well, if he doesn't think it, Steve, it's got to start somewhere.
See, you don't understand what Harriet Tubman went through, Uncle Steve.
No, ooh. See, listen to me. See, Shirley, what he's saying is, see, Shirley, you said it right. If he doesn't think it, then that means nobody does, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's got to start somewhere.
Okay,
yeah.
Right there. Right. Now, I'll accept that statement right there. If he doesn't think it, then who does? Nobody.
Genius getting his ass whooped.
I love the megaphone.
I know. My girlfriend, Debbie, loves
I don't like it when
megaphone.
It's against me, though.
I live for it.
She loves that megaphone. Okay.
Yeah.
So is okay. What is he a genius or not?
Surely he the only one has ever said that. No one has ever. You've never heard that about Tommy.
Steve,
no,
a lot of people think I'm a genius. Steve, you fear me.
Who name one person that think you a genius?
You fear me, man. You are so afraid of my knowledge. Like, you got rid of my midday remarks. You scared for me to say something and give people knowledge and wisdom. You don't want that.
Oh,
you're
no.
afraid. You fear me.
Mid-show
fear
remarks?
Me.
I love
mid-show
it.
Mid-show remarks.
Because you don't have nothing.
I love the mid-show remarks.
I have great.
Tommy, you ain't wise about nothing.
Can he do it today?
Can
he
do it today? Let me do one today, then.
Please, okay. Steve. Then you can see once and for all.
Y'all humoring this boy with this foolishness.
Then we can see once and for all, Steve.
Man, whatever.
Coming up at the top of the hour, today's strawberry letter.
Damn, you want.
Y'all want to do mid-show remarks instead of strawberry letter?
No.
No. In addition to...
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, today's strawberry letter is up next, and yes, it is a good one. But quickly, tonight, as we've been mentioning all morning, tonight is the president's very first State of the Union address. We'll bet that President Trump will tweet it was the most watched State of the Union address ever in the history of State of the Union. The history. You know he's going to tweet that.
You know he's going to
tweet it. Yes, you know he is. Yes. Now, speaking of tweeting, did you guys see when the president lashed out at Jay-Z?
Yeah.
When he tweeted, somebody please inform Jay-Z that because of my policies, black unemployment has just been reported to be at the lowest rate ever recorded.
Come on, inform Jay-Z about the damn thing.
Those policies were in place from the Obama administration, first of all.
Yeah, all that started with Obama.
Yeah, but he's taking credit for it, President Trump.
Yeah.
Well, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate for African Americans has been in decline since falling from 16.4% in August 2011 to 7.8% in January of 2017. Okay? We have to watch it just because.
Just so you know what he's talking about, right?
Well, no, for the antics, just for what it's going to be.
There's another political show that's coming on tonight that's better than the State of the Union.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's the Rockets and the Washington Wizards. And the Rockets must win.
And Jay-Z made those comments on the Van Jones show, as we mentioned. He was his first guest.
Yeah, but Jay-Z didn't say anything.
Jay-Z called him a superbug.
You know, but what Jay-Z was saying was, you can talk about all of that, but if the country's in trouble,
mm-hmm.
right?
You know,
and if you're treating them badly,
who cares where you work? Who care how much money you make if it's okay for the skinheads to run you over in the street?
Absolutely, yeah. I just want to see it. All right, Tommy, let's take us to the letter, please.
Let's get to it. Buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is, a strawberry letter.
And another one. Here we go. Subject: married men only. Is there really a signal that women put off that tells a man that she only dates married men? Because that's all I seem to pull since I was 16, and now I'm 28. If so, let me know so I can clear it off my face. I always thought it was because I was mature for my age, but I even pull broke married men. Don't laugh, but I believe if he was going to play, he had to pay. Low esteem has been an issue in the past. But once I'm with the man, I can't let go. I can let them go. However, they cannot let me go. We all still remain friends. We talk about everything and anything. And I do suggest that they receive couples counseling. Okay, I know I'm still in the wrong. I'm not slow. It's just a maneuver I try to sick myself out to get them
psych myself out.
Oh,
that's what she meant.
I couldn't get that one. Okay, I try to psych myself out. To get them to leave me. It sucks, I know, but the change, the phone number move doesn't work when they know where you work and live. These are not bad men. I believe they really just need someone to talk to. But like men, they can't separate the cookie from the friend. Thank you, and I hope you don't clown me too bad. Well, we don't have to clown you because, you know, you're clowning yourself. You really are. Every time you get with a married man, you're clowning yourself. You say, do you have something on your face that puts this vibe out there, you know, that you only are interested in married men? Well, no, not necessarily the case, you know, but men do like confidence in a woman. And it doesn't matter if you pull them. I mean, I take it that you're an attractive woman, so men are probably going to hit on you, single and married. But it's up to you to say no. It's up to you not to allow this to go down. You say low self-esteem has been an issue in the past, and apparently it still is, you know, because you keep pulling these same kinds of guys. You keep dating these same kinds of guys. You also say that you know you're in the wrong, and I say people who know better usually do better. So I say, you know, girl, let these men go. Leave these married men alone that you pull, you know, and that's it. Move on with your life. Let them go. You already know what to do. Steve?
This might help a few people out here. Subject: married men only. She opens up the letter with something really good. Is that really a signal that women put off that tells a man that she only dates married men? The answer to that is yes.
Really?
The answer to that is yes. See, we are hunters. We know how to hunt. If you, look, men are no different from animals that you see in the wild when they hunt. When you see a group of wolves attack a herd, who do they look for? The elderly, the sick, the weak, and the young. The elderly, the sick, the weak, and the young. Women, if you look broken, don't have self-esteem, we got you. If you're young, not mature, we got you. And if you seem like you ain't been keeping up with the rest of everybody else, that's a weakness, we got you. So yeah, there are signals that women put off that tells a man that she only dates married men. Number one, you don't ask questions. That's the first thing that lets a married man know it's okay. You don't ask any questions. What's your home number? Can I come by? What time? Why is this? See, so you run into these men and you don't ask no questions. Then you find out they're married. Or they walk up to you and then they tell you you're married, and because you have no standards and requirements, now you next. Okay. Because that's all I seem to pull since I was 16. 16?
Wow.
You've been pulling married men since you were 16.
That's crazy.
You got more than a self-esteem problem, young lady. You got some other problems, but ain't no need of me getting into that. I think you know what's wrong. Let me know if there's a way so I can clear it off my face. It ain't on your face. It's in your conversation. You have no questions, no standards, no requirements. So guess what? Me being married, what they got to do with anything? You used to think it was because you were mature for your age. No, it's the direct opposite. You've been immature for your age. See, acting fast and having sex don't make you more of a lady or a woman. Ask any grown woman if that makes you more of a lady or a woman. And I'm almost certain they will tell you to the lady that ain't got nothing to do with your womanhood and your respectability. But you even pull broke men. Don't laugh. Low self-esteem has been an issue in the past. Lady, your self-esteem is still an issue. Then when you break it off, you say that we still remain friends. We talk about everything and anything. And I do suggest that they receive couples counseling. Lady, you don't even mean that. That's just something you've said to try to clear your little raggedy conscience of the wrong you've done. Let me do this wrong, but now let me try to help you. You can't help a man outside of his marriage with what's going on in his marriage. You is the damn problem.
Okay,
so
Steve.
So now, what is counseling now?
Part two. Come on. Right, save it, save it. We'll be back 12 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get to part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
All right, here go. Come on.
Love this.
Subject: married men only.
Let's get back to the letter.
This woman has been sleeping with married men since she was 16. She's now 28.
Oh, my goodness.
She was thinking it was because she was mature for her age, and she wants to know, is there a signal that women put off that tells a man that she only dates married men? Well, she thought that it was low self-esteem has been an issue in the past. I'm trying to tell her that it's still an issue. And then she said even after she can break up with them after they dating together, but they don't know how. And they still want to talk to her about anything and everything. And I do suggest that they receive couples counseling, which is a statement that she can't possibly really mean. Mm-hmm. When you're the cause of the counseling, mm-hmm. See, you can't be the cause and the answer. See, if you're the problem, you're not the solution. So, lady, come on now. Okay, I know I'm still in the wrong, which means you haven't fixed a damn thing.
Right, she knows what she's doing.
She said, I'm not slow, and, you know, I try to psych myself out to get them to leave me. It sucks, I know, But I changed the numbers. They find out where you live to him. Now, then she says, these are not bad men. Lady, you're a bad judge of character. If a grown man who's married is sleeping with you and you're 16, that's not only a bad man, that's a gorilla. That's what men call in our circle gorillas.
Wow.
They just gorillas now, man. Mm. So that's just anybody. A 16-year-old girl and you married. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, you way out of line.
You out of line.
And then she say, I believe right, that Steve. They really just need someone to talk to. We always say that
say
we
that.
Need somebody to talk to because it plays on your nurturing side mm-hmm. as women. Mm-hmm. And you want to fix and heal and soothe and comfort, so you listen. But now then she says, but it's like men, they can't separate the cookie from the friend. Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Let me hip you to something about us men. Mm. Oh, we can separate the cookie from the friend. Mm-hmm. It's just, guess what? It's jackpot for us when we find a friendly cookie.
Hello?
You don't have
Hello?
To. Right.
All you are is the friendly cookie. Mm. That's all you are.
Hey, I think
now, you're sitting up here talking about some man don't know how to differentiate the two. We ain't that stupid.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. Thank you so very much. Good answer. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And please join me this Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the Strawberry Letter Live After Show on Facebook. Now, over the past week, fans of the Patriots got into the spirit of the Super Bowl by banning and boycotting a bunch of stuff made famous by Philadelphia, such as...
Bet Netflix ain't one.
such as eagles in any shape or form. Any shape or form.
I bet they better be eating that Philly cheesesteak. They didn't get rid of that.
They stopped. You know, come on. Cheesecakes, banning. Philadelphia cream cheese in a little silver packet. Done. Banning that.
None of that in Massachusetts. Uh-huh.
Right. Soft pretzels. Cracked copper bells, anything the shape of midnight green. They're banning Will Smith. Wait a minute now. Sylvester Stallone.
Not Willie.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone, Rocky, but not Kevin Hart, who's also from Philly. What?
Not our boy.
What? No.
They banned Kevin?
Yes.
It's just a short ban. It won't be long.
And not to be outdone, Eagles fans have also gotten into the act banning Boston cream donuts, okay? Boston beer. Philadelphia's Museum of the American Revolution is temporarily changing the name of their Patriots Gallery to Eagles Gallery. All right, I like that. Yeah,
it's going down.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they're serious about this.
A little
game.
Fun rivalry before the game.
We ain't got to change nothing in Cleveland.
Yo boy got a team itself.
So nothing? You don't think they're regrouping now, Steve? Thinking about what they can do for this coming season? Anything?
This draft.
Like
they got two big picks coming.
They
got the first pick and the fourth pick.
Oh, they do? Yep.
So that's a good thing, right? Aren't
that's
you
good.
Excited about that?
Man.
It's the season now.
Dog, who they going to pick? keep going to Texas A&M. We better not pick nobody from Texas A&M.
Stop that.
Drunk ass Johnny Manziel then put this boy Miles or whatever his name. I didn't even know he played.
Well, you had RG3 for a minute, didn't you?
Oh man, we traded for him.
Huh? RG3 so
got a haircut.
About the Super Bowl, Steve? You excited?
I really want Philly to win. I'm pulling for him with everything in me, man. I sure hope the Philadelphia Eagles shock them, but 81% of the players that's on the Patriots have played in the Super Bowl before.
Wow.
Man,
and they got
Belichick. Yeah. Yeah. And if they're within 10 points with 3 minutes left, they're going to win. That's what's crazy about them, man. Yeah. I want Philly to win this game so bad, I'm pulling for them. I'm putting my money on Philly, too. Mm-hmm. Man, come on, Philly.
Come on, Philly.
Yeah. All the way, man. Eagles all the way. It ain't even close how I want it to go.
And it better be not like last year when the Falcons had it up until the second half.
Man, it was horrible.
That number 12 don't get nervous about nothing.
You don't celebrate the Patriots to the game over. Driving home. Yeah, that's when it's...
I think if I start rooting for the Patriots, maybe they'll lose.
Okay. No, I'm not doing that.
You're trying to curse him.
The reason why the Texans can't go to the Super Bowl because of the Patriots. I'm not doing
that. The reason Texans can't go to the Super Bowl, a lot of other things. Hey, don't blame that on the Patriots.
No, I'm putting that right square on their shoulders, huh?
Nah, y'all got some other issues.
Okay. They beat us with the third string quarterback.
Well, you know, at least you ain't the Browns.
But didn't win a game this year. Coach, they still got their head coach.
Any damn body.
I looked at Myles Garrett. He got 7 sacks this past season.
Okay. Did you see one?
They have him real
7
fast.
7 sacks or what?
No, Steve, no.
Who the hell are you talking about?
That still ain't enough, huh?
What are you back there tackling quarterback for?
That's for the Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's rookie season.
Yeah, they didn't score 84 points, but he didn't tackle a quarterback. Quarterback probably fell and he fell off.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, well, Steve, you said this was okay earlier. Your nephew.
Yeah, go ahead.
Give me the music, Cap. I got to have a flavor.
Hell no, you don't get no remarks.
I want to do them.
No.
But Tommy gets his mid-show remarks right here, Jay.
Go ahead.
He idiot.
Can I do a remark before him?
Boy.
What a music, Cat. I got to be in the mood.
You better get some other music.
But, Steve, don't shut him down.
No. He can't use closing remark music.
Well, he can't use the Humpty Dance.
Where my tip music I used to have, Cat? Let me have that then. Here it is.
Here we go, Jay.
Here it is. This is just straight knowledge and wisdom from the nephew. My closing remarks today.
It's mid-show. Yeah.
My mid-show remarks today. Don't blame a clown for acting like a clown. Blame yourself for going to the circus.
Oh, that's deep. Ooh.
Did you hear what I say?
Yes.
Don't blame a clown for acting like a clown.
Watch out, Steve.
Blame yourself for going to the circus. A lot of y'all getting frustrated and upset about State of the Union. You going to the circus if you turn it on tonight. You understand that? Don't blame a clown for acting like a clown. Blame yourself for going to the circus. Those are my closing remarks today. Thank you.
Are you serious? Mid-show. Yeah.
That was incredible.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I got this fool singing behind you the whole damn time.
Steve, just respect the fact that, you know, he's trying to do something on his own now.
It's a clown singing what's wrong? When I speak on clown, he sang on clown. We a team. What is wrong with this?
I'm always Team Tommy. You know that, Steve. Team Tommy.
Say it with me, Steve.
Don't, I didn't get a damn thing.
Nothing.
Don't blame a clown for acting.
Did y'all get anything out of it?
Nothing.
Blame yourself for going to the circus. That's all it is, Steve. See, it ain't got to be all long and drawn out, Steve. Yeah,
I'm glad I saw it for myself.
He's supposed to be a genius. Is that genius? Anybody?
I can't.
No.
Maybe he needs to do more. Maybe you need to let him do more.
Let me tell you something.
That show ain't how you get more.
let me tell you something. Do y'all know Netflix will pay $500,000 for that right there? Do you know that?
What?
Huh?
See right there, man. That's why you're not going to do that on this show anymore.
What?
Netflix will not. Netflix don't know you.
He said Netflix.
I wish you'd go in there so we can go on and make everybody feel better about their office. Go on in there. Okay, here's a question, ladies.
Okay.
I'm going to ask the audience this question. Would you all be interested in coming to a comedy concert starring Junior, J. Anthony Brown, and Nephew Tommy?
Oh, man. Most definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want the public.
I'd buy a ticket for that.
I want the public to
sign up
send
now.
Us. How can they email us, y'all?
They can go to
steveharveyfm.com.
Go to steveharveyfm.com and tell me if you would be interested in seeing these three fools in concert together.
Like a tour?
Okay.
A tour.
Oh!
So who's the headliner? I would.
No headliner. Everybody do 20 minutes. Here's how we do it. Everybody do 20 minutes, then we come out to the audience, come out and talk to the audience. So when we rotate it,
no,
show.
I do disagree with talking to the audience.
Don't talk to the audience?
You're the only one that's good at that. You're the only
I know how
one
to talk to people.
What are you saying you're about not the good. Other
you,
I don't understand.
Tommy, you need to stay on stage and do your show. You very funny. You good at no, really. Tommy, you good at that? You got characters, you got all that. Just stay on stage. Don't go out there.
You don't like my
that ain't what you did. No, because you get bothering. Mad too quick.
Oh, yeah, you are.
If they all of a sudden you ride down there.com and all that. Stay on stage and do your act.
Tommy, you are
got a good
head.
Act, you're funny, you got characters. No, I don't think know. There's a you gotta have some who's gonna close the show is the question.
I think Jay closed. Out of respect.
I think it should be Junior Tommy Jay. Like that.
I'll close it, but y'all need to get y'all asses off the stage. That's all I'm asking.
That's the problem.
That's all I'm asking.
Right. Right.
First of all, I got no problem doing my
no,
time.
If you say do 25, that don't mean one of your characters do 25.
Ooh, okay, Tommy. So that means you talking
to nobody.
No, you talking to Tommy.
No, I'm not talking to anybody.
What are you talking to?
What the hell you are?
You said that don't mean
one of your characters.
I don't have
Tommy. You all can't get along.
That's what you said. You just fired off at it.
This is not going to work because you all can't get along.
No, we can get along.
We can get along.
It would work.
It doesn't sound like it.
Listen to me. From the business standpoint, I think it would be a great tour. Now, here's where I think it should go. I think Tommy should host the show.
Okay.
Because then Tommy can come out,
do
his bit. He can come do a character between.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
He can close with a character.
Uh-huh.
Then Junior come up first. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you go up second.
That'll work.
Yeah.
I think that's how the show should go because then it don't, there's no star to the show. Everybody has their starring moment.
Right.
I think Tommy would be the better host because he has more angles to come from.
Yeah. But, Steve, who do you think would act most like a star?
Tommy.
Oh, that's definite. That ain't no doubt.
Oh, y'all stop that. Stop.
Oh, no. I haven't seen it.
I'm going to be no
See, I'm on the show bringing Tommy his suit.
Yeah, I asked a question. We're trying to iron
you
out
was
some
You was passing by the cleaners, boy. Stop that.
I'm on the show, Shirley, bringing Tommy his suit.
You was you passing by the cleaners. Stop that, Junior.
But then I got to get dressed and perform.
Okay.
Now, see, the reason why, and I'm always on Team Tommy, the reason why Tommy going to be more trouble, because first of all, it's Tommy, then Tommy's characters you got to deal with.
Oh, yeah, like
that's
Butterfly,
right
Eugene,
Oatmeal.
Don't do that, Jay, because you're going to probably try to get, no, don't do that.
I would do
gonna
this right here.
Okay, come on, Steve.
I would promote it. I would have my production company promote it. I do it myself, put up all the money. We promote it from the show.
Okay, wait, hold on, Steve. We got to go. We can continue this when right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, in case you're just joining us, in case you missed it, Steve has just put together a show starring Junior Jay and headlining and, you know, the diva of it all, Nephew Tommy. And they're going to put
it. Let me tell you something. We could actually get a few dates in early.
Right.
We could actually get
what
out in April.
We
could do April and May.
Uh-huh.
We could do April and May and then come back and do September, October, November.
Do we do two shows? Like one place one night and another?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna try to put it together.
Okay. Would a good place to kick it off would it be the Sand and Soul good place to kick off?
No, that'll be too late. Yeah. May
he's
too
saying
late.
April.
No.
Yeah, Sand and Soul is in August.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sand and Soul.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's in
August. I wonder how much Monique will cost.
Oh, you want to add someone else to the show?
This is stupid. So you want me going to roll with this?
See? See, right? See?
So this is where I got to travel with.
Can Carl and I run the concession stand or something?
Yeah,
can we get a piece of
and I normally don't go that
way. Jeez.
What happened?
Team
what happened, Team Tommy?
You were out there by yourself.
Go ahead,
I'm
Team
just
Tommy.
Playing.
I'm always Team Tommy, but that time I went high.
It's hard being on Team Tommy.
I got nothing.
I mean, he loaded that in his mind and said, say it. load this up, Tommy, and say this.
Okay, did you guys hear me? Can Carla and I do something, run the concession stand or something?
At the party?
No. Yeah, no. Come on.
Y'all do the coming to the stage or something like that. Come on, first.
Because y'all going to cost too much. Y'all need outfits and shoes. Aw,
see,
such haters.
Okay, we're just, Carla, we're joining the Me Too movement.
Yeah, haters. This is the year of the women.
Yeah.
The woman.
I ain't got nair joke.
We don't have to. We're not comedians.
Don't come in here starting that with us.
Really, you can't sell popcorn. I know you can't.
I can't sell popcorn.
You can't even make popcorn.
You're going to have to make it, Sherry.
That's why we know.
I can make it.
What is all this black stuff in my bag?
Why we got to cook? Can we do the after
party? Man, you guys are so sexist.
Oh. Hey, did y'all have after party? You said and Bernie and DL, did y'all have after party?
Hell yeah, Crown Raw threw it. We had to go.
Yeah. Unc, you can get us a sponsor.
Listen.
Oh, you gonna put up the money?
I can get a sponsor for the show. It ain't for y'all. What is y'all talking about?
Oh, okay.
all y'all want is y'all money.
Yeah.
See, I got to come up with a way to guarantee y'all X amount of dollars, and then if it do this, you make that.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, Steve, why can't we be involved in this? I'm just saying, in some way.
What are you gonna do except ask for some money?
We can
give us some, and then we don't have to ask.
Right. We can cut out the middleman. Yeah.
What is y'all gonna do?
Then we shut up.
That's all they gonna do. Cause ain't finna sell not now ticket. Then gonna want first class suites. All this. I done dealt with these two before.
Is there a problem?
This ain't no. All we dealing with right here. This right here. Uh-huh. These two right here. This is
Donna
Ross
down.
And Whitney Houston.
Ooh, yeah.
But don't want to say it.
Can't say it.
The box.
This is Donna Ross and Whitney Houston minus the talent. But all that come with it, though. Entourage, hair, makeup, somebody can lip gloss.
Most women have all of that.
Somebody bring
the
problem? Books.
Tommy wears makeup on stage.
What?
You didn't know that?
Wait a minute. What?
Tommy wears makeup.
Oh, wait.
Hold
on.
Tommy.
I was not
that?
Aware of this.
Kia, did you
still
know?
Still on team, Tommy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Tommy.
Hold on.
Tommy.
In a stage play.
Hey,
now we're going to get this understood,
Tommy, wait a minute.
Man.
Hold up, dog. Hold up, Tommy.
What? I mean.
You've been hiding yourself. You go out.
In a stage.
What? What? Wait a minute. Hold
on. We're wrong, Carla, shell, for wearing makeup.
Man.
We're wrong.
Shell.
What?
Glam squad.
Yeah.
Tommy, before he go out, he get dusted.
Yes.
And powdered.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
So, sure, do you mean to tell me he got a foundation?
Hey, not only that, Junior, we wear the same number, okay?
That's that Mac, NW.
Dog.
Dog, you lying.
NC45.
Oh, no.
It's NW45. Stop that.
Oh, see that? You know.
Oh, did you just correct her?
So he goes in Macy's and sits in that high chair.
I don't sit in no chair and get
he
made
sits
up,
in
Jay.
Macy's
now stop
and they put him
no
up
Jay.
In
no Jay.
He don't sit in nothing.
Jay, they Tommy's a star. He has a glam squad.
He has a team. He said they sit him up there. He don't just
boy,
get up
if
there.
You don't think I'm coming out on one of these tour dates?
Come on,
you have to.
Ah, maybe so much.
I'm gonna get there early.
Are you feeling hurt,
before they party?
You had to see
constantly.
It. You had to see it.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage. Freshly dusted.
Freshly
all aglow. Max 6 TR5. You seen him in Insecure. You saw him in Baggage Claim.
Yes.
You saw him in Think Like a Man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ain't no damn body seen him in Papa Ray. But he got as much makeup on as he had for Papa Ray. Put your hands together for Nephew. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Thomas. Miles.
Thomas.
Who the hell is Thomas?
Man. I did not know he got made.
But Tommy, it's Fenty now, though. Rihanna's new makeup line. Yeah.
Fenty.
Yeah. Fenty.
He used the same thing Rihanna used.
Well, she has.
I didn't say that.
No, she has a makeup line, and it's beautiful, Steve.
Man, your ass don't.
It's called Fenty Beauty.
Like Rihanna.
And you will love it.
You ain't even your little ugly behind. Really trying to look like. You are ugly, Tommy. Quit saying you're not ugly.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here's a question for you guys. Everybody's excited about the big game, about the Super Bowl, all of that, about the Patriots and the Eagles. Let me ask you guys this. If you were throwing a Super Bowl party, what's the best way to give one? What makes a great Super Bowl party? Besides the game, of course. The especially if it's
the
exciting.
Menu, girl.
Yeah.
Y'all really want to know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
If you get, like, a bartender and some waitresses, but have the waitresses painted on jerseys. This is really, really nice.
At your
house? They be naked, but but wife and kids got to be gone. But they be naked, but the jersey be painted on them.
You made too much money, Tommy.
What?
What is money?
Come on, Junior.
Ain't nobody painted. No, we can't. Ain't nobody affording that. And then plus people we know, we don't want them painted. We don't want that. Okay, let's just stop.
I just got a visual of somebody.
I got a lot of people I don't want painted. All you really need to have a good Super Bowl party is everybody got to contribute.
Uh-huh.
See, really? If you ain't got nothing to invest, don't look at me to have everything you want. Mm-hmm. That ain't going to happen. I'm going to have the wings. I'll probably have a couple of drinks for you. But then you got to bring something.
See, I...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm go with ahead. You on
except
that,
for Shirley. So, Carla, you good. I know you cook. Tommy, yeah. You good. Shirley don't bring nothing. You just come, Shirley.
But see, if you came to my house and I gave a party, you wouldn't have to bring a thing. I'd have everything right. for you. Everything.
Nothing. I don't do that.
Everything.
That ain't my secret.
Well, I usually tell people to bring what you want to drink or some ice. Or, pick up something like that. But you don't have to bring the food part.
No, you got to bring the food. Yeah. But if you don't like chicken wings, because that's what you serve at Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You got to have the wings.
You got to have the wings.
If you don't have your wings now, though, you might have a problem. They runs out of wings this time of the year. You know that.
Do they really?
Yeah, because what is it?
Oh, yeah,
Tuesday?
Do.
It's Tuesday, huh? It's game Tuesday. Is Sunday.
Yeah, so you
got 300
today
wings
or tomorrow.
In my freezer.
You have
you
how many?
300. You got to have some wings now. You keep
what?
I keep wings.
How many people that feed, huh?
50.
About 50.
Oh, so you're going to have a party with 50 people. Okay, wings. What else?
You're going to have wings. You're going to have beer.
Okay.
You're going to have something sweet. Now, you got to have something sweet.
Well, you can have wine, cocktails. It just doesn't have to be beer. And then you can have, like, nachos.
Okay.
Yeah, nachos always works.
Nachos always works.
If I get that peach cobbler, I bet you'll fly down there.
I bet you I'm there. So, now, are you frying your wings on the Master Built, on your Master Built? Fryer,
yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, those are good.
Or y'all can put them in that electric smoker and smoke them.
I love smoked wings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smoked them wings.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. So now we got wings, we got nachos,
and peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler for dessert.
Mm-hmm. Fruit punch. Got to have some fruit punch. Everybody don't drink. Got to have something sweet.
Fruit punch.
Yeah. You got. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about your sides? Like, don't. You gotta have sides, right?
Sides. You got a game. You got a game. This ain't by sides.
I mean, you're just
you got
eating
the nachos,
wings and
nachos,
potato
and wings.
Chips,
some chips, some dip. Yeah.
You ain't finna get full over
a
here.
A meal.
Yeah.
No
that's
mac
what
and cheese.
Think,
and
once you leave a Super Bowl party, you still gonna be really hungry.
Oh, so eat before you come. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
We're just
you can
snacking.
Order pizza for the kids and that's
okay.
about it.
All right.
And you gotta have a game on more than one TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And the key to it, get the small plates. Don't get them big plates that people can load
right.
up.
Oh,
small
yeah.
paper
right.
plate.
Yeah.
No,
mm-hmm.
the small right. plate. Mm-hmm. Get the small ones.
All right. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, tonight is the night, guys. I know you guys can't wait. President Trump will deliver his very first State of the Union speech.
I did it.
I'll be watching Netflix.
He's going to say he did
What time does it come on?
9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
It comes on
so
late,
6
Steve.
Out in LA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did everything. Mm-hmm. He did everything.
I'll be watching Riverdale. Thank you so much.
Anyway, the president will deliver his very first State of the Union address, all while his Russia firestorm investigation is going on. You know, the president will take a victory lap about the economy, and he will also talk about building a safe, strong, and proud America. Some of the Democrats plan to boycott the State of the Union address due to tensions from Trump's S-hole comments about Haiti and Africa. John Lewis of Georgia, the congressman there, Maxine Waters, Congresswoman Waters from California, Frederica Wilson, we all remember her.
Florida.
From Florida, Florida. Yeah.
Hey, Shirley, will his wife be there? Because she hasn't been seen lately.
Oh, Melania?
Melania, yeah.
I bet she'll be there front and center.
No.
I bet she will. She didn't go to Switzerland with them, though.
She won't be holding his hand. Yeah.
And if he tries, she'll smack it away. all right, Massachusetts Congressman and the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy, Representative Joseph Kennedy III, will deliver the Democratic Party formal response to Trump's State of the Union address. And Elizabeth Guzman from Virginia will deliver the Democrats' response in Spanish. So there you have it. All right. Adios.
Isn't Maxine Waters doing one on BET?
She's doing one on BET. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah. I got to hear what Maxine.
I love me some Maxine.
Oh, yes,
man.
Yes. She is the truth.
I don't have to hear Maxine.
Yeah. So are you going to watch, Steve? You didn't say? Did I?
Watch Donald Trump?
Yeah. That's what we're talking
about. I don't know, man. That's like headaches before I go to bed. That's like asking for a headache. I'm just so tired of reacting. He's not going to read that card, man.
That's what I want him not to do.
He's not going to stay on message.
Stay off message. Get off
message. Teleprompt.
And if he does, it's going to be so low energy. And.
But if he goes off of it, then I got to go, what?
No compassion.
Oh, hell no. Now I got to be mad. I don't feel like that before I go to bed. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. Because what he going to say? He going to tell you how great he is, how he won the election by a landslide. He had the biggest turnout. He shocked everybody with his win. But I won, right? Right? I won?
Yeah.
I won?
Yeah.
I'm the president, right?
Terrific.
I won.
No collusion. There's no collusion.
That's what he's
saying. Yeah, that find out ain't no collusion.
And how low the unemployment is for black people.
Right.
You just got to hear
and
that.
Jay-Z too. Need to know that. I don't know why y'all ain't happy.
Aren't we still twice as low as our white counterparts, though?
But there's no collusion.
Yeah, you don't want to hear all that.
Yeah, I don't give a damn where y'all work. Ain't no collusion.
Destruction, perhaps?
There ain't none of that either.
There's no collusion.
Well, they say he's going to speak from the heart, too, as well.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I won't know what time that's going to be.
That's what I want to hear. Yeah.
Speak from the heart. Oh,
and he's going to kind of dial back his
catch that, yeah.
We'll see. All right. We'll be back to close out the show with just one more thing and Steve's closing remarks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go. Last break of the day. Steve, your closing remarks for us.
Hey, let me give you this thought that'll help you out. About other people's opinion. Don't let other people's opinion determine your direction in 2018. Don't let other people's opinions affect your direction in 2018. See, let me explain something to you. They don't know. They actually do not know what's best for you. Most people don't. Even people who are well-meaning, they just really don't know. The answer to your success lies really, I'm telling you, between you and the relationship you have with God. God is in the dream come true business. And whatever he puts in your imagination, that's what he had for you. We've covered this last week. But if you're going to allow other people's opinion, to affect your direction, you are now being guided by some people other than you and God. What do they really know? another thing about other people's opinion, you got to be careful of them, because sometimes you need to look very closely at the person that's providing the opinion. Look at them. Some of them really, really shouldn't be in the advisory capacity. They really shouldn't, man. It's some people passing out advice in your life that ain't took their own advice. It's some people giving you advice who need to be advised. It's some people giving you advice that don't listen to nothing nobody else got to say. And their life is just an example of it. They are walking results of their opinion of themselves and their ability to follow directions. So you got to be careful when you're taking directions from other people, because everybody don't mean well. They don't, even when they think they do. Man, how many times, man, in my life, man, have I let somebody give me an opinion about me, an opinion, which I should have never have listened to? You know, I say this all the time. I was watching Joel Osteen on TV, and he said, people's opinion of you is none of your business, nor should you make it yours. It doesn't matter what their opinion of you is. It just doesn't matter, because God is in the come get you business. Let me tell you something, man. Wherever you are right now, I'm going to tell you a story I heard one time. It's like the Thomas in the boat story. This man named Thomas one day was out on a boat by himself. It was a beautiful day. He's out there sailing on a boat, and a storm came up out of nowhere, and it capsized the boat. And he was way out, and he was lost at sea. But he got lost, and he got washed up on a deserted island. And so he got up, he woke up, he was shook up pretty bad, and he found himself on this deserted island. He didn't know where his boat was or nothing. He was just sitting there because the boat had capsized. And so he's sitting there, and so days went by. Days and days and days went by. He's just out on this island, just trying to make it work. Running out of food. He can't get nobody's attention. He drawing notes in the sand and stuff. Help. Nothing. Planes going by. He waving. Don't nobody see him. He just on this island. So weeks had went by, so he got kind of crafty. So he decided one day to build himself some shelter. He took some bamboo and some banana leaves, and he built, you know, a little covering just for some shelter at night. And this is going along pretty good for a few days, but he's getting a little bit more and more depressed because nobody can find him. I mean, ain't a boat going by or nothing. And he just started getting real down on himself because his predicament seemed so unbelievable. So he made a fire like he do usually at night, and a wind came up. And when the wind came up, a couple of the sparks hit the shelter, these dried banana leaves and bamboo, and caught it on fire. I mean, a horrible fire. It's just burning it down. It had been raining that night, man, and it started raining real bad. And he's trying to stay warm, and all of a sudden, sparks catch hold. And all of a sudden, his whole house, little hut, temporary shelter is on fire. And he just threw now. And he's just going, God, where are you, man? What are you doing to me now? I've been out here weeks. I can't get off this island. You don't hear me. And now you done burned down my shelter. I mean, it's just a fire just burning. And he's standing there, man, just complaining and telling God how he done forsaked him and he done forgot he was out here in all this trouble. Been out here all these weeks. Lord, where are you now? And all of a sudden, he saw some flashlights. And he saw some people running up on shore. And he couldn't believe it, but some people had found him. And he said, man, I've been out here for weeks. What did y'all do? How did y'all find me? They said, we saw your smoke signal that you sent up. We just responded to your smoke signal. He just dropped down and started crying because he thought God had forsaken him, burned up his hut. But see, that disastrous moment right there turned out to be just what he needed, that smoke signal. And they saw that. What he thought was a disastrous fire The one ship that was going by saw the flames and the smoke. Wow. And it rescued. God is coming, man. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend, y'all.
Unc, you should do one about putting your foundation on. Getting your foundation right.
Shut up, Junior.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.